The smell and look and sound of time. It was a long road going into darkness and hills, and he held to the wheel, now and again reaching into his lunch bucket and taking out a piece of candy. He had been driving steadily for an hour, with no other car on the road, no light, just the road going under, the hum, the roar, and Mars out there, so quiet. Mars was always quiet, but quieter tonight than any other. The deserts and empty seas swung by him, and the mountains against the stars. There was a smell of time in the air tonight. He smiled and turned the fancy in his mind. There was a thought. What did time smell like? Like dust and clocks and people. And if you wondered what time sounded like, it sounded like water running in a dark cave and voices crying and dirt dropping down upon hollow box lids and rain. And going further, what did time look like? Time looked like snow dropping silently into a black room, or it looked like a silent film in an ancient theater, 100 billion faces falling like those New Year balloons down and down into nothing. That was how time smelled and looked and sounded. And tonight, Thomas shoved a hand into the wind outside the truck. Tonight, you could almost touch the time.